Penguin Random House Audio presents The Stars in Our Eyes, the famous, the infamous, and why we care way too much about them. This is the author, Julie Clam. For Dan. The more scribble the name, the bigger the fame. Rupert Pupkin, the King of Comedy. Introduction. Fade in. One summer evening, I was sitting on my bed watching Rear Window, a favorite movie of mine. I've seen it a million times, and each time I view it, the same thoughts occur to me. God, Grace Kelly is so beautiful. She really is so perfect. Who would wear that dress to their boyfriend's apartment to make dinner? As I watched, I Googled pictures of Grace on my phone and looked at photos of her wedding to Prince Rainier. My then 11-year-old daughter, Violet, came into the room with her laptop and plunked down next to me. Mom, you have to watch this. It is so funny. It was her current favorite YouTuber, Tyler Oakley. At that moment, he was the biggest star in her world. This guy filming himself in his basement or his jail cell or whatever locale he's in. And I said to my daughter in my best old Jewy tone, "This is a star?" The concept of celebrity and fame has changed enormously over time. Once it was Julius Caesar and Cleopatra. Now it's some woman on Instagram who does nude yoga and has 3.5 million followers, a 13-year-old Viner, and a Korean rapper who posts videos that are viewed millions of times. So today, who is a celebrity and who gets to be a celebrity? Part of the answer to these questions seems to be anyone with internet access.